This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
It's also a Tier Tuesday on Jones and Keefe. What are our tiers today, Keefe?
Let's do NFL teams once again. Next week, we can mix it up. We'll do Thanksgiving foods next week.
It'll
be the first show ever to do that.
D'Angelo, we'll do, Thanksgiving sub number one. Because that's kind of everything. And then we can kind of...
From there down.
Yeah.
So right now, in honor of Christian Gonzalez telling us yesterday that his favorite movie of all time is Stand By Me, That's going to be the top tier this week.
Oh, great.
Just a Bit Outside will be the second tier once again.
Okay.
Followed by Frisky, teams that are frisky. Then I'm Shooketh, teams are a little shooketh.
Shooketh.
We're going to add another tier this week, Red Zone. We're going to count this as a team that is pretty bad, but has maybe a reason, a player, or two or three to watch. So you might pop them up on the old Red Zone.
I think I know who we're talking about.
It's the Patriots tier. It's the Drake May tier. We're calling it Red Zone.
I think we all know who we're talking about.
We're calling it Red Zone.
Yeah, okay.
And then we will end once again with the Mayo Groan.
Okay.
That'll be the teams that are at the bottom. Yeah, that are in last place in this scenario.
I like it.
All right, so Billy Laney, what do we got for score?
Start off with the AFC East, the Buffalo Bills, 9-2.
I mean, they just beat the Kansas City Chiefs, so they are obviously...
They have to go standby.
Yeah, I mean, no doubt. No doubt. No doubt. Number one.
Miami Dolphins, 4-6.
Are you willing to say they're frisky yet?
Yes. Okay. I'll go
they're frisky.
All right. I will put the Dolphins on a frisky tier.
They can score some points.
They've won two in a row?
Yeah, that's frisky.
That's frisky-ish, yeah.
They still don't use Jalen Waddle. Jalen Waddle, who is good, I think.
You know what happened?
He's the most overpaid guy in the league based on his production.
So I was thinking about this today. I would wonder if he shakes free this offseason. Like, add him to the list of receivers the Patriots could be in on?
Really?
Samuel, DK Metcalf, Cooper Kupp.
Higgins.
You can bring in T. Higgins in free agency. I wonder if there's any chance you could trade for Waddle. I'm going to add him to the list of receivers I'm keeping an eye on.
All right.
But no, all his targets go to Johnny Smith. That's what happened.
Johnny Smith's killing it
this
year.
Yeah, what the hell's up with
He's
that?
A great player.
I put him on the frisky tier.
Mm-hmm.
3-8 Patriots.
So they got to be the red zone, right? That's the whole idea.
That's the whole reason we have the tier. Oh, I like the sound of that.
When Drake May is on the field, there's like reason to watch. Like you are invested in the action at that point. And if a receiver could catch a ball for him, like they might be cooking with gas. But in the meantime, we'll just watch Drake May run around and make some plays.
If nothing else, they're fun to watch on Red
Zone.
Yes. Okay. Good.
3-8 New York Jets.
They're not so fun.
Mayo Groan.
Okay.
Is there anything below Mayo Groan?
Not right now. There isn't. Do you want to make room for something below Mayo Groan?
I don't think the Jets are on it, but maybe there's something below Mayo Groan.
They stink.
There are teams worse, believe it or not, than the Jets who are really bad. There are teams worse than that, I think.
Yeah, true.
Okay.
Kate to the AFC North, the Baltimore Ravens at 7-4.
I mean,
I'm not going to go shooketh. They're not frisky, so I think they by default have to be just a bit outside.
Yeah, I guess by that logic, they don't really fit any of the other tiers. What are they now, 7-4 after their loss?
Yeah.
They didn't allow a touchdown, but they lost.
They have bad losses. I mean, and Pittsburgh is not one of them. We'll get to Pittsburgh in a moment. But they've lost this year to Vegas. They've lost to Cleveland. So they have some bad losses. They also lost to the Chiefs at the gun and then Pittsburgh this week. I'm going to say they're still just a bit outside.
I feel like
their win total in Vegas is still 11.5.
Feels like them being just one tier below the Bills is like too close. feels like the Bills are better than...
You think there's a bigger gap there?
I feel like there might
be. Do we need to create something between just a bit outside and frisky?
Or do we do just like... Or no, I'm saying do we do a tier between Stand By Me and just a bit outside?
Oh.
Like, are these teams truly just a bit outside? Or are the top teams starting to push themselves up further?
Okay.
Or you like them there just a bit outside?
Well, let's start there. Let's see how that tier... Let's see where that tier gets going.
Yeah, okay.
Just a bit outside.
Thank you.
Cincinnati Bengals, 4-7.
I mean, frisky.
Are they?
Yeah, they could score with the best of them. Okay. Their defense blows.
I'd be shooketh. Vegas is shooketh. They dropped the win total after
the
last loss.
So you think
they're more red zone. They got three guys.
Whoa, red zone. No, I think Nick's onto something.
No.
Keith, they have four wins. They've lost two in a row. Yes, they can score. They also lost to the Patriots this year. Like, no, they're
not
good.
Are you ruling out their
playoff
chances?
You still think they're so much better? Kind of, yeah.
No, you're crazy.
Why?
Because right now the teams above them are Miami, Indianapolis, and Denver.
Okay, but if they get in, I grant you that. But even if they get in, what are they?
Frisky. That's why I got them in the frisky
tier.
They
are not frisky. So they lose every week.
With a straight face, you told me the Dolphins are frisky, but you won't put the Bengals as frisky?
I think Nick's right about red zone, but there's a gap in that frisky tier. There's the bottom
Nick's
of the tier and the top
high
of the tier.
On that chicken from honor that
Billy,
he's got.
I mean, that's Billy,
trust him.
Billy.
I would say they were a frisky team.
Thank you. So two friskies of Shooketh and a red zone. That solved nothing.
Terp, get down here.
No, we put them on frisky. Yeah, I disagree with where we're putting this team.
They are frisky as hell. Jamar Chase, T. Higgins, that's not frisky.
Joe Burrow? Red zone is the best place to put him. You want to watch him on red zone. Watch him on offense. Jamar Chase going nuts every single
that.
Game.
They're better than that.
Keith, they stink.
They're 4-7. You can't look at the record. The record means nothing. They're a frisky bunch.
No, they're number one in our hearts.
They lose every week. They've lost to the Patriots, but that's a frisky
team. Did you see
team.
When they wore the white Bengal outfit?
I do
outfit?
Like that. They're Whew. Frisky those weeks. I'll give you that.
That was frisky.
Should we do that? They're Bengals. Frisky. They're frisky with the all-white uniforms.
Certain weeks.
And then
that's fair.
Yeah, and then they're just a bad team.
It's a nice squad. Yeah.
Okay.
They're going to win this week. Who do they got?
I don't know.
Who do they got? They're going to win this one.
I'm just telling.
Pittsburgh. Big game against Pittsburgh.
Yeah, that'll go well.
The big Steeler game. Yeah. It's a rivalry game. Remember Vontaze Burfict?
I do.
He almost killed Antonio Brown.
In some ways he did.
Some people still reference that every day. Okay, what else?
Cleveland Browns, 2-8.
Oh, they got to be Mayo grown.
This is an example of a team that I think might be sub-Mayo grown.
Is that what we call? What do we call?
Should we just call them trash? We use.
You guys want to go see a dead body?
That's not bad.
A dead body?
Still Stand By Me.
That's true. I like that. Dead body?
Dead body.
Dead body
Great.
Tier.
We got Stand By Me at the top and Dead Body at the bottom. Cleveland is
Things
a dead body.
Things are coming
body.
Together.
That is what they are. They are a dead body. Yes.
I got them in dead body.
I have not seen this all year. Not to keep referencing
Stand
win
By
totals.
Me?
No, I have not seen 3.5 for a win total until this week.
Oh, they're...
That is their over-under now, 3.5.
Yeah, they're got to be under. Okay. I mean, I would take the under.
Okay, I'm going to tell you, they're not the only team with a 3.5 win total, but they are a dead body.
All right.
Pittsburgh Steel is 8-2.
I mean, still just a bit outside, right? 8-2 is a really good record, but they're not on the Bills tier.
Yeah, unfortunately, I get now what you're saying.
They just beat the Ravens.
Right, and they're on the same tier as the Ravens.
Yeah.
I do understand that more, but they don't belong on a tier with Buffalo.
No.
And some of the other teams we're going to get to. So
we can leave them there.
They're just a bit outside.
Within each tier, there are teams obviously better and worse than the
others. But they have now won 5 in a row, and they're 4-0 with Russell Wilson.
Mr. Unlimited. Killing it.
Just a bit outside.
Yep. They got them there.
All right, to the AFC South, the Houston Texans at 7-4.
Well, so they did win last night. They Joe Mixon ran all over the Cowboys in a stadium that is falling apart literally. Jake Paul still has more wins at AT&T Stadium this year than the Dallas Cowboys.
I read, Keith, going back to their playoff game last year, they have trailed by 20 or more in every game at home in the calendar year of 2023.
It's wild. They've also led for 2 minutes out of every home game.
It's
since
insane.
The playoffs.
That's wild. So they're Mayo grown.
No. We're talking about Houston, though. I'm just saying Houston went in there and beat up on the Cowboys.
Preview of Dallas. They're a Mayo grown.
Would you put them back up to just a bit outside?
I never moved them. Yeah, I never moved. You guys dropped them down last week. So this is a you question.
Are they? So, all right, Billy. Would they be no longer shooketh, even though they just beat a horrible Cowboys team?
No longer shooketh.
Okay. All right. No longer shooketh.
Are they? Frisky?
I don't think they're frisky.
They're just a bit outside.
Yeah. I'll put them there.
I think that's where they should be.
Just a bit outside.
5-6 Colts.
I don't know. Because the record's not terrible. Like, the record is better than Miami and Cincy, but they're not frisky.
They're not frisky.
I don't
want to watch them on red zone.
No.
They just won.
Mayo
they have
grown?
To be shooketh because they're bouncing between Flacco and Richardson.
Oh, that's true. That's a fair point. Are they shooketh because they don't even know who their starting quarterback is? Or
is that a new category?
They yeah, needed to they walk need, off the
who's
Jets.
Their QB?
Do we need? Yeah, do we need like yeah? Who's their QB or like an Anthony Richardson tier?
Anthony Richardson,
yeah.
AR-15,
yeah.
Is he number 15?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think he is. AR-15.
Yeah, he was in college anyway. I guess I'm not as confident on his.
So what would
Colts
that be?
Number.
Below Shooketh or above Shooketh?
Above Shooketh.
Above Shooketh?
I think so. I'm not Shooketh. They just won.
Well, I mean, you can still be overall Shooketh. That's okay. That's allowed. So you want to put them
below Frisky, above Shooketh.
And call it what? AR-15?
Yeah, or Anthony Richardson.
We're going to get the gun people on us.
Yeah.
We do that.
What was yours? Billy had a good suggestion. Unknown QB. What was it?
Unknown QB. Yeah, something yeah, simple like
something
that.
Something like
who's
that.
Who's their QB?
Who's their QB?
Who's the QB? The QB.
And we can tell you what. Then we can tell you what tier they're in when we know the QB.
All right.
Okay.
Jacksonville Jaguars, 2-9.
They dead body?
I just want to go see a dead body.
Yeah, I would put them safely
dead body.
I mean, Peterson is the coaching equivalent of a dead body.
Yes.
They're 2-9. You cannot bet their win total. It's off the board.
Really? Why can't you? That's crazy.
As of this morning, because I don't think anybody knows what's going on with the coaching staff.
Well, I mean,
or who the quarterback is. You don't know Trevor Lawrence coming. You don't know. You just don't know too much. Dead body.
2-8 Titans. Sorry.
No,
2-8 Titans, I would say, are also kind of a dead body. Or would you groan them?
Would you groan them?
Would you groan them?
Yeah. I like that. That's not an adjective. I would lean more towards groan than dead body. I think we need to.
They're pretty bad.
They are pretty bad.
They're 2-8. Yeah. They just lost to the Vikings and the Chargers. They beat the Pat. Their two wins are the Pats and the Dolphins without Tua.
Dead body?
Yeah.
Dead body.
Yeah.
You guys want to go see a dead body?
Now, I know we didn't even consider red zone, but that is an unwatchable team.
Oh, yeah. You don't want to see them on red zone. Just like the Colts, I don't. Pretty much that whole division, I don't want to watch on red zone. Yeah.
AFC West, Denver Broncos, 6-5.
Frisky.
Frisky.
They got to be. They're frisky as hell, this team.
I think they are.
Bo Nix might win Offensive Rookie of the Year.
I read this morning. I don't have the exact numbers in front of me, but Jaden Daniels went from like minus 2,000 last week. It's more even. It's between
those
two.
Here comes Bo Nix.
Yeah.
I believe.
I didn't. Yeah, well, I still.
Shame on you.
In dark
still
corners.
Still time.
I still whisper Bo picks into the ether is what I did.
Not last week it wasn't.
No.
Four tugs. No picks. Pretty good.
Chiefs 9-1.
All right, so they just lost, but I feel like they... They're not just a bit outside. I mean, they lost to the Bills, but they're on standby.
But a second loss, then we can start looking at it.
We'll have the conversation.
Yeah.
We'll talk it out.
Because they have not... They were undefeated, but they weren't playing great. And everybody who compared them to the 2019 Patriots...
Yeah.
Let's see where this goes. The 2019 Patriots dropped off a cliff. Let's see what they do.
Yeah.
Las Vegas Raiders, 2-8.
That's a dead body.
You guys want to go see a dead body?
It's a dead body is exactly what
they are. Yeah, they're real bad.
LA Chargers, 7-3.
Are they just a bit outside?
I think so. They've won 4 in a row.
So they also have a poor schedule. Not their fault, but they're...
This was their best win, and the Bengals do kind of stink. They also beat the Broncos earlier in the year before Knicks kind of put it together.
Put them up there.
I would put
them
just
more than frisky at this point. Yeah.
They're 7-3. They've won 4 in a row.
I like it.
Just a bit outside. Who is next?
Billy's on the phone right now.
Is
who else in the division? We did Raiders, Chargers, Chiefs.
We're on the
next one.
I think we're in the NFC East, yes.
Okay. Eagles.
This never happened. This is a first time in tears.
I'm back. It was Tommy Curran.
Oh, nice.
Pushing him back 15 minutes.
All right.
12:15, Tommy Curran.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
To the NFC East, Dallas Cowboys, 3-7.
Dallas Cowboys, dead body.
Grown.
dead body.
You guys want to go see a dead body?
They've lost five in a row.
Yeah, and Dak's not coming back. They got Cooper Rush the rest of the year.
Well, if we're not going to put any teams in grown, and we're just going to put them all in dead body, then what are we separating these
Jets
two
are in grown.
Yeah,
we're not done. I got a couple more groans.
Who else is in groans?
I got a few groans.
Who else is
we
in
haven't grown? Started the NFC yet.
Who else is in groan?
Right now, the Jets. That's more than shooketh. We have no teams in shooketh yet.
We got nobody in shooketh.
Nobody shooketh, apparently. We'll get there.
We can't have an empty tier.
I think the Cowboys are dead body.
I'm That's grown. A disaster. Billy?
Just because I want to hear it, I'm putting them in groan.
Yeah.
Let's hear it.
There it is.
All right.
I definitely wasn't ready because they're like the worst team.
That
in
was worth it.
Oh, are you talking to Tommy Curran back there?
Definitely should have been dead body.
Well, who else we got?
Giants at 2-8.
That's a dead body.
You guys want to go see a dead body?
That's fine.
Dead body.
Yeah.
Eagles.
Three and a half win total. No, keep
Eagles?
Going.
8-2.
Are you go all the way up to Stand By Me? Or are they the best just a bit outside team?
I personally would go Stand By Me. I don't feel as strongly about it, so if you want to put them in just a bit outside, they won six in a row.
No, I do like them. I get frustrated with Hurts taking touchdowns from Barkley, but it doesn't matter. They're still scoring touchdowns, and that's a good team. Yeah, okay. I'll put them up there.
All right, fine.
Washington Commanders, 7-4.
That's a shooketh.
They are shook. Oh, we found a shooketh. Yes.
That's a shooketh.
They are the face of shooketh right now. They were looking great, and
Daniels,
now
Daniels might be hurt.
Yeah.
Like, that's a shooketh team. We did it.
Yep.
to the NFC North, Chicago Bears, 4-6.
I'm shooketh.
Are they shooketh or are they grown? They're one of those two.
It was a blocked field goal away from beating the Packers.
They've lost four in a row.
Yeah.
They've been shooketh for a while.
They fired Waldron. I think they're shook.
They might.
I don't know if they're Mayo grown.
They may not win another game, as we've
said
now for weeks.
Do you want to see them?
No,
not really.
I don't want to watch that team. Do you?
DeAndre Swift had a nice scamper.
Yeah, I'll watch a Swift highlight on Red Zone, but I don't want to watch the rest of it.
I think they're probably grown. Plus, their schedule, they might not win another game.
I'm with
game.
You. Grown. Thank you.
Detroit Lions, 9-1.
Awesome. They're a wagon. They could be on their own tier almost.
I was just going to say the exact same thing. There's an argument to be made they belong on their own tier.
Awesome. They look
very
impressive.
But let's put them on the standby.
Yeah, I'll put them there for now.
Yeah.
Green Bay Packers, 7-3.
I think I got to put them at Frisky.
Okay, I'm fine with that. I'm fine with that. I was going to say, I don't love putting them in just a bit outside. Let's keep them frisky.
Because there's something off with them. They got a good enough record. They're going to be in the playoffs, but like, I don't trust them at all. But I don't know if you're an opponent, if you really want to play them either, because they could put it all together.
The offense isn't, right, exactly. The offense isn't running as smoothly as you would like to see. Jordan loves not having
it's
the year you'd like
tier,
to see.
It's a good tier, though, that they
frisky.
Yeah.
Minnesota Vikings, 8-2.
So I think they're just a bit outside.
We can put them back up there. I think we dropped them to shooketh last week, but they've now won three in a row. They're 8-2. They probably belong in just a bit.
I mean, 8-2, and I think them and the Steelers deserve to be in the same tier.
Yeah,
like they're somehow
just a bit outside.
To the NFC South, the Atlanta Falcons.
Okay, 65. That I'll speak for them. This is my team. They are shooketh. Yeah, that I'll speak for them on this. There's two teams that I've stood up for all year: Houston and Atlanta. Yeah. Atlanta deserves to be shooketh 100%.
Carolina Panthers, 3-7.
Are they just Mayo grown at this point?
I think so, yes. Yeah, they don't feel like a dead body.
They're better than those.
They've won two
teams.
In a row. They're coming off a bye week. Let's see what's going on. That's not a dead body.
No,
they won
no.
two straight.
No.
All right, 4-7, New Orleans Saints.
Also frisky?
I would go frisky.
2-0 with the Riz?
Yeah.
I think they're
frisky
right now. They had their own tier last week because he clogged the toilet and blew out his legs.
They're clogging toilets. They're breaking kneecaps.
But they won another game.
Yeah.
And Taysom Hill had, like, the craziest game ever.
Frisky Saints.
They're frisky as hell.
They really are.
Yeah.
4-6, Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
So, I don't really know.
I'm shooketh.
Are they shooketh or are they just red zone at this point?
They like, might.
They're dropping games.
Red zone.
Baker Mayfield can spin it.
Mayfield's good regardless. They're getting Evans back this week, I think.
Let's red zone them for now. They're not good enough to be.
Yeah.
We'll red zone them.
That's just worth listening to one more
with
time.
With the Pats.
Red zone, yeah.
To the NFC West, Arizona Cardinals, 6-4.
Frisky?
Yeah, they're not just about outside.
They won four straight. I can't go higher than frisky.
All right, frisky.
Yeah.
They are frisky.
Okay, Los Angeles Rams, 5-5.
I agree.
Frisky
also
too.
Frisky,
they got to be frisky.
I
get their wideouts back.
5-5, San Francisco 49ers.
I'm
shooketh.
Oh, Niners. I'm
Niners
sorry. I was thinking
though.
Seattle. Niners are definitely shooketh.
They're shooketh.
Yes.
And then also 5-5, the Seattle Seahawks.
I don't know.
Do you want to watch them on Red Zone?
No.
If not, they're frisky. Right?
Yeah, I guess they are. They just won this week, right? Or were they off?
No, they beat the Niners.
They beat the Niners.
Oh, they beat the Niners.
Yeah.
So, yeah, then they're probably... Oh, yeah, Geno Smith ran in the little scamper.
Yeah,
they're frisky.
You don't want to watch on TV on Red Zone?
No.
I think they're frisky.
Yeah, yeah.
Who wins that division, just real quick?
I think the Cardinals. They got a game lead, and I just kind of like Kyler Murray, so I'll take
but
the Cardinals.
But it's 6-5, 5-5, 5-5, 5-5. I got the tight race.
6-4, right?
I'm sorry, the Cardinals are 6-4. You're right, yes.
All right, so right now we have, from top to bottom, Stand By Me tier, in honor of Christian Gonzalez, saying it's his favorite movie of all time, Bills Chiefs, Eagles Lions, which could certainly just be the conference championship games.
Yep.
Just a bit outside, Ravens, Steelers, Texans, Chargers, Vikings.
That's it?
Yep.
Okay, I thought that was more crowded. Okay.
Frisky, Dolphins, Bengals, Broncos, Packers, Saints, Cardinals, Rams, Seahawks.
So that's a big one.
Frisky, the most teams in the league are frisky.
Yeah, it's a frisky league.
Who's the QB? Colts?
Yep, just them.
Yep.
I think that's a fair question.
Yeah, who is the QB?
Yeah.
I'm shooketh. Commanders, Falcons, Niners.
Commanders, Falcons, Niners. Good tier.
Perfect.
Good tier.
Red zone, Patriots, and Bucks.
Yeah.
It's good.
Yeah.
Mayo grown, Jets, Cowboys, Bears, Panthers.
Yep.
And dead body, Browns, Jaguars, Titans, Raiders, Giants. Is there one that you have the biggest problem with? Because I have one,
Well,
I believe.
The text line has an issue with it. I think it's the same one as you. The Giants are a dead body, but not the Cowboys?
Agreed.
Y'all are shooketh.
No. I'm not. The Cowboys should be dead body. That's my one gripe, probably, with the tiers.
You want to drop them down?
I do.
Billy already broke this tie. You want to drop them down?
Yeah, they suck. And they're getting worse.
Go ahead and drop them down. Drop them down.
Did you see any of the game last night?
Go ahead and drop them down to dead body.
Thank you. Thank you, Texter. Putting them down there. There's our list. We'll tweet it out @JonesandKeith.
You guys want to go see a dead body?
Twitter, Instagram, the whole thing.
Okay.
There you go.